When I invoke the inner friend, I'm actually invoking an attitude, a way of being, reminding my buddhi to be a friend, to be in a sense a spokesperson for myself, who I actually am, rather than having an attitude born of an emotion or an agitation or a critical stance. All of those being born of pain, being born of ajnana. When I'm invoking the inner friend, I'm just gently focusing on my own sense of me and my own self. Also knowing what it means to be a friend. And with that attitude, becoming aware of my body, I suggest to my body to relax. It's a suggestion to relax. And then I can move the buddhi, move my mind around the body to any place where there's tension, being aware of that place, that area of tension, as an inner friend. Itself relaxes the body. The attention I pay to the body as an inner friend relaxes the body. Just let yourself be aware of your body. Moving your mind around to different places in the body. Feeling the body relax. As you feel the body relaxing, you can suggest to relax a little bit more. Being aware of those areas which are tense, you can as though mentally massage that area, be present to that area, and feel it relaxing. Again, let the body relax further. Feel it again, letting go of any stress or tension that it might be holding. Being aware of any points of stress or tension. Feel the outlines of the body blending in with space, expanding into space as it continues to relax. To help the body relax further, use your breath evenly taking in some deep breaths, perhaps to the count of four, and exhaling. Feel the incoming breath. Bring freshness and life and health into the body. And the exhale, release stress. Within, with each set, the inhale and the exhale, feel the body letting go even more of any tension or stress. You can direct the breath to an area that is tense. With the inhale, you're accompanying the inhale into that area, and you're accompanying the exhale, the stress out of that area. If you're aware of the different energy centers in your body, the heart is one, the abdomen is another, the base of the spine, you can feel them, the throat, in between the eyebrows, top of your head. Feel these energy centers all together or one at a time, relaxing and opening. If there is one that's particularly noticeable to you, just be with that one. Relax it, feel it opening. Just gently be aware of it. Suggest that it relax and open. Imagine relaxing and opening. In this absolute safety of the inner friend, which is really my own being. Breathe in and out. the body and the energy centers continue to expand and relax, expand in relaxation with the breath, inhale and exhale. Let yourself just be aware, objectify the whole body with its energy centers, with whatever tensions are there. Just be aware of the whole body breathing in and out, this body which is breathing. The whole form of this body is now objectified by you, with all of its sensations, with the gentle outline of the body. With whatever tensions are there, whatever energy centers are in your awareness. Now, as you objectify the body, you're aware of the body, the breath of the body. Just gently turn your focus toward your own being, the one who dwells in the body, me, this conscious being that I am, who has a body. Just let yourself differentiate you, the conscious being, from your experience of the body, its contours, the sensations of relaxation, the perception of the different energy centers. The breath. So if you can differentiate the me, my own being, the one who fills this body, my own self, the me of the body, gently turn your focus toward the one, the awareness that illumines the body. If you don't know for sure what that is, just go toward your own sense of me. This is my body, the one who has a body. Focus on that one, which is the conscious being that you are. The body remains as an object of awareness, but your focus is on this very personal me, the one who indwells the body, the one who has a body. So if you can go back and forth toward your awareness of the body, the relaxation, the kinesthetic pleasure of the muscles relaxing. Go back and forth between your awareness of the body and your own presence. The me, this very personal me that makes me me. It's not something you have to search for, it's just simply who you are, this me experience. This is my body. I have a body. That I, that my, that me. Go back and forth between me and the body I'm aware of. Me, this conscious being, the body. Me. from the body. Now noticing being with me, myself. Notice the body. There's me and the body. My own being and the body which is known. The me experience and the body experience. Accepting both to be there. See if you can see the difference between the two. Me. Now focus on the body. Notice my own presence as I focus on the body. Focus on your breathing, this body that is breathing. Just focus on the breath itself. Letting go of the breath. You can ride the breath, the inhale and the exhale. But you ride the breath, not direct the breath. Just be aware of the breathing. Inhale and exhale. And as the breathing continues, turn your focus to you, to the me, the one who is aware of the breath. It's very personal me. It makes me me. And back to the breath. Into me. Being with yourself, just the conscious being that is me. Let the breathing take place. And notice that the breath, as it takes place, is not changing or touching you, but you are the me, the one present to the breath. I am present, the breath is present. I recognize myself, one who is changeless. My own presence. Not touched by the inhale and exhale of the breath. this body, this breathing body, is my mind. Focusing on the mind, on whatever thoughts are there, perceptions. Just let the mind relax. Relaxing in your presence. Whatever thoughts are there, let them be welcomed. They are also Ishwa, allow thoughts, the feelings, as they're all taking place as they do in your presence. Welcoming them, allowing the mind to be the mind, to be what it is. Let the mind relax and expand in that welcoming freedom that you're giving it. That inner friend. That welcomes, accepts you as you are. Through the mind, whatever thoughts are there, just relaxing and expanding in the safety of your presence. And the inner friend. The inner friendness of your being. And gently focus on yourself, the one who is aware of the mind. The one who is aware of the thoughts or feelings. Allowing the thoughts, feelings, the mind, the vrittis to just take place as they do. As the gentle focus is just on your presence, the one who's aware of them. Just the conscious being that you are. Gently continuing to focus now on just me, my own self, the me, the being that I am. The one who indwells the mind and the breath and the body, but also is the one because of whom they are known, so I can tell the difference. The viveka, the difference between me, my own presence, and the experiences of the body, of the breath, of the mind. So letting the body be the body and the mind be the mind, the breath be the breath. Notice just your own being, me, the one who is always present to all of the experiences. What am I like? Just simple me. Not seen through the dress of the body or of the breath or of the thoughts or emotions, But what am I like? Me, the conscious being. Just as myself. What are you like? What is your nature? Just from your own self-experience. There's nobody to give you an answer here. It's just you noticing, what am I like? Keep bringing the mind back to your own presence with that question or another question that just directs the mind toward noticing, being with you, or letting the mind now be with you instead of being you. The mind is now recognizing you, the one who is always present, changelessly present. Just be me, be yourself, just the simple conscious being that you are. And let the mind appreciate you, who you are, what you are like, just a simple, changeless, conscious being that is me. Being me, the mind focusing on me, let the body and mind relax, resolving these experiences just into me. As they're relaxing my body into me, relaxing my mind into me, just being myself. The one that I cannot change. You can change your attention to the body, or to the mind, or to the breath. But you can't dismiss or get away from me, your own self. Whatever the experiences are, you are changelessly present. with the body and mind just relaxing into your own being. Kind of like the enlightened pot just relaxing into the clay. Whatever thoughts or experiences are there, just bring them back, let them relax into your own being. If there's any distraction or irritation or whatever the mind is doing, just welcome it, let it relax into your own being. Continue to accept all experiences, letting them relax into your own self, which remains totally untouched. Me that I am, and the constant. Notice that I am the one who is always here, untouched, unable to be touched, unchanged. What am I like? I am Ananda. Why does the Shastra say, I am Ananda? I am the most dear, the beloved. It's focusing on me, on your own being. It's me. Is it most dear? Relaxing, accepting all of your thoughts, welcoming into your being, into you. Gently focusing on that which is most dear. Let the knot of the heart be soothed by your own presence.